KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Let's recap yesterday's state volleyball tournament play in the semifinals in all classes yesterday. In the 5A semi, Cedar Falls beat Linmar in three straight. Ankeny Centennial outlasting West Des Moines Valley 3-2. The 4A semis, Dubuque Wallert beat Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Cedar Rapids Xavier down Dallas Center Grimes both went 3-1. In the 3A semis, Kemper Catholic held off Osage 3-2. Tipton beat Mount Vernon 3-1. In the 2A semis, Unity Christian advanced 3-1 over Beckman Catholic, while Western Christian defeated Sydney 3-0. And in the 1A semifinals, Janesville, a 3-game sweep over Tripola, and Holy Trinity Catholic beat Galen Catholic 3-1. The finals are today. 5A championship at 10 this morning as Cedar Falls battling Ankeny Centennial. In the 4A championship at 12:15, Dubuque Wallert plays Cedar Rapids Xavier. In the 3A title match, it'll be Kemper Catholic versus Tipton. That's a 2:30 start time. At 4:45 this afternoon, the 2A state championship has Unity Christian facing Western Christian. And in the 1A title match, Janesville plays Holy Trinity Catholic. That one will go at 7 tonight. All those games in Cedar Rapids. In high school football playoff action yesterday, the semifinal rounds got underway. In eight-player semis, Fremont Mills had a huge comeback, but it ended with a tough loss in overtime to New London in the eight-man state semifinals at the Dome yesterday. The Knights jumped out to a 13-0 lead in the first quarter. Mason Venata had a pair of touchdown runs. New London, though, came right back as they took a 20-19 lead at halftime. The start of the third quarter was tough for Fremont Mills. New London was able to get a 38-yard touchdown run early by Isaac McSorley, the quarterback, and then a couple of fumbles allowed some great field position again for New London, and they were suddenly up 40-19. But the Knights were able to rally back and eventually tied the game with just 15 seconds left with a touchdown toss and an overtime or a two-point play that took the game into overtime. The Knights got the ball first in overtime, but they were unable to get into the end zone in their first three plays. They decided to go for it on fourth down, and they threw an interception in the end zone. New London's offense got the ball back in their overtime period, and eventually a one-yard quarterback sneak gave them a 60-54 victory in overtime over Fremont Mills. The other semifinal in eight-man, Rockford beat Southeast Warren 52-19. In the 3A semis last night, Lewis Central made their first trip ever to the Unidome, but it didn't go well. The Titans fell 37-13 to the defending state champion Cedar Rapids Xavier last night. Xavier played very well in that contest. Lewis Central had never given up more than 14 points in a game this season, but they were unable to really get rolling last night. Lewis Central quarterback Max Duggan was held in check by the Xavier defense. He was able to finish with 10 of 19 throwing for 155 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Just 34 yards rushing with 10 carries for Duggan in that contest. His opposite number, Saints quarterback Quinn Schulte, had 25 carries for 133 yards and three rushing touchdowns to help Xavier advance to the championship game, where they'll face Western Dubuque as they beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 35-18 in the other semifinal last night in 3A. Today's action in Class A includes West Hancock facing Hudson. That's a 10 o'clock matchup. Now, the 1 o'clock matchup has AHSTW battling Edgewood Colesburg in the Class A semifinals. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. A couple of stout defenses in that one. AHSTW has held their opponents to an average of 11.6 points a game. Edgewood Colesburg has been equally impressive with just 10.7 points allowed per game. Edgewood Colesburg is coming off a defensive battle in the quarterfinal round. They knocked off Bishop Garrigan 6-0. Head coach James Rochford said his team has been able to achieve some offensive balance when needed, but the defense has been the bell cow for his team.
Yeah, when we had to, we were able to pass the ball and keep things rolling. Once again, we go back defensively. That's where our strong suit is. We've had to hang our hat there. So offensively, we try to get creative every week and find what the defense is going to give us.
Coach Rochford's two sons are major leaders for the team. Preston Rochford has rushed for 1,872 yards and 26 touchdowns to lead the offense and is the leading tackler on the team with 86.5 tackles, including 9 for loss and 3 sacks. Parker Rochford is the top receiver on the squad with 24 catches for 452 yards and 8 scores. Coach Rochford said it's been fun having the opportunity to coach his sons, who really love the game, as does the rest of the team.
It's fun to have kids that, know and understand football, and not that other kids don't. I think our whole team is is a group of kids that watch football for fun. And I've had a lot of teams that haven't necessarily done that. They've enjoyed hunting and fishing and, you know, extracurricular activities besides sports. And these guys really, really dig into sports and football in general and, you know, love the X's and O's.
Edgewood Colesburg has forced five critical turnovers in that quarterfinal win over Bishop Garrigan. AHSTW head coach Davis Patee talked about what impresses him about his opponent's defense.
They put a lot of pressure on you right up the middle a lot. They run a couple different fronts, but they're usually putting a lot of pressure in the A-gaps. And whether you're running in the middle or not, if you can't protect it inside, they can get to the quarterback or the ball carrier pretty quickly. So, yeah, they're really strong and solid up the middle and like to bring pressure. And, you know, they do a really good job of rallying to the football. They've got good team speed in the secondary and linebacking crew. So even if you happen to break one, they're pretty quick to run you down. So they've done that. And then they really turned over Bishop Garrigan well. I think they had four or five turnovers in that game. And they were really, really attacking the football in terms of just getting in on the ball carrier and digging it out and getting strips and things like that. So we're going to have to protect the football.
AHSTW is led by a hard-nosed player in Gabe Pauly, who's rushed for 1,595 yards and 24 touchdowns to go along with his team-leading 75 tackles. Blake Osbar has been efficient at quarterback with 1,941 passing yards and 28 touchdowns with just five interceptions. Drake Partridge, Brayton Tuma, Corbin Martin, and others have contributed to the offensive attack as well. Coach Patee said the Vikings will need to be good up front and move the ball around to be successful in this round of the playoffs. The battle of those two teams, both nicknamed Vikings, will be set for 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have it for you live here on the radio from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Chris Parks will have the call to that game. Our pregame gets underway at noon today. Later today, a couple more semifinals in Class 4A. Dowling Catholic battles Bettendorf at 4. Southeast Polk plays Cedar Falls at 7 this evening. Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell released a statement on Thursday afternoon saying the three players have been suspended from the team indefinitely. Those players include Javion Morton, Dallas Taylor Cortez, and Joseph Skates. The players have been suspended from all team activities for a violation of team rules. No other details were announced. A late touchdown pass allowed Wake Forest to pull off its first road win over a ranked team since 2008. Jamie Newman hit Jack Frutenthal for a 32-yard score with just 30 seconds left to push the Demon Deacons past number 22 North Carolina State, 27-23 in college football last night. Antonio Brown raced past the Carolina Panthers secondary Thursday night after racing through the streets of suburban Pittsburgh earlier in the day. Brown delivered a 53-yard touchdown catch in the second quarter and finished with 8 receptions for 96 yards as the Steelers won their 5th in a row, pounding the Panthers 52-21. Well, freshman Joe Wieskamp led the way with 15 points, and the Hawkeyes used a 17-5 run early in the second half Thursday night, taking command in a 77-63 win over Missouri-Kansas City in college basketball.
You know, this is a good team that has a really good coach. They didn't play well on Tuesday night, and you knew they were going to come in here and play tougher. So I know that they're proud of their fight. When we had the fight, we did, and we got the W.
That's Hawkeye coach Fran McCaffrey, who says he felt the Hawkeyes settled for too many three-pointers in the opening half.
It wasn't like when you looked at those 17 threes, you said, okay, that was a horrible shot. I remember one that was bad. The others were kind of opened by good shooters, but we didn't work the ball. We didn't work the ball inside. We didn't go in and out. We didn't go side to side. We didn't get enough out of our transition game, and we did all of that in the second half.
Iowa hosts Wisconsin Green Bay on Sunday. University of Iowa head men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey announced on Thursday that sophomore Jack Nungy plans to redshirt for the 2018-19 season. The native of Newburgh, Indiana, saw action in all 33 games a year ago. Nungy, a 6'11", 235-pounder, is one of 7 forwards on Iowa's roster this year. Nungy said after discussing with his family and the coaching staff, he decided to redshirt this season. It's not related to an injury, but rather he'd like to take the opportunity to use this year to grow his skill set and get stronger. He said, we have an incredibly deep team, and I look forward to helping make my teammates and myself better in practice this season. Nungy will have 3 years of eligibility remaining after this season. He joins freshman C.J. Frederick as Iowa's two red shirts this season. Nick Norton led the way with 17 points as Drake had 5 players in double figures, and the Bulldogs opened their season with a 98-52 thumping of Division III Buena Vista last night. The Iowa Hawkeye women will open up a season of lofty expectations tonight. They'll host Oral Roberts. We'll have that game for you this evening starting at 6:45 here on KJAN. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.